You know, after all this loud, svelte hubbub, you're probably ready to bring the house down just a little bit. Just bring the tempo down. So, let me tell you a little story. You know, the other day I was talking with my friend Tom Cruise, because, you know, he and I are just such good friends, and I said, "What's the matter, Tommy? You seem kind of blue." And he said,
"Well, svelte buddy, everything is so goddamn loony."
So I said, "Tom, what exactly do you mean?" And he said,
"It's the Church of Scientology. It's getting me down."
And I said, "What about them is getting you down, Tom?" So he said,
"They're total drips. They won't let me party with my male model friends. They think aliens are going to come down and take over the world. I mean, real New Testament fire and brimstone stuff, you know?"
And I said, "Well, that's interesting. How does John Travolta feel about all this?" And he said,
"That's another thing. JT and I used to be so close. Like, we could talk about anything. But ever since the divorce, he's been so distant. I miss seeing him in his underwear."
So I said, "Well, I'm sure he misses seeing you in your underwear, too. And by the way, I was just devastated to hear about you and Nicole. You poor dear. Anytime you need a lap to cry on, you just call your auntie Svelte, you hear?" And Tommy was, like, so grateful. He gave me one of his trademark giant toothy smiles. The tension seemed to release from his shoulders. He unbuckled his belt. He swirled the lovely Remy Martin on ice we were both enjoying so much. The phone rang, and Tommy just let the answering machine pick it up, which I found totally charming. It was Rosie O'Donnell, just calling to say hi.
"That bitch,"
Tom said,
"has ruined everything by coming out of the closet."